Joining us right now is the very beautiful and talented Lacey J. Dalton. Good morning, Lacey.
Good morning, kids. You guys sound like you're in a rare form this morning.
Oh, that any time that,
just,
you know,
just making it in the morning,
yeah,
is an accomplishment.
You're rare form. So we all know that you have a fondness for the beauty of the open range and those beautiful wild horses that are out there, and have a very special concert coming up August 20th and 21st that you're going to be a part of, and it's to benefit the wild horses. Tell us about this.
This is going to be the biggest, best benefit we've ever attempted for the wild horses. You know, there is an awful lot of really serious abuse going on, not particularly here in our state. The advocates get most of the horses that would be sold for or taken to the auction, which we know means going to slaughter. Most of the advocates here have picked up most of the horses that come from our state, from our Department of Agriculture. And we're doing a good job. We've gotten homes for about 100 of those horses, forever homes, about 100 of them just since spring. So we're doing a good job of getting our horses down the road, getting some training on them, and we're picking up more. But up in the Northwest, some of the Indian tribes have determined that sending pregnant mares to the slaughter is a very good thing to do to make money. And these horses drop their foals in the auction yard, and those foals used to be clubbed to death and they were shot to death. Now we advocates get to pick those babies up, and we have about 9 of them right now. So if anybody's looking for a little baby Mustang, we sure have them. As soon as we've got to nurse them back to health, because they don't always do well after that experience. But we need to raise money, and because each baby costs about $500 to $600 by the time we get finished feeding it foal whack and giving it the things that it needs, the electrolytes and getting its little shots and everything that it needs to get, you know, ready to go to its forever home. And so we are doing the biggest, wildest wild horse benefit we have ever attempted. It's going to be August 20th and 21st at the beautiful Five Clover Ranch, which is about 1 mile south of Carson City, on the right-hand side, right on 395, right next to the water ski school. It's the old equestrian center there. And we're bringing Nashville to Minden.
Indeed. And tell us who's on the lineup. I mean, I know.
Well, we've got some of my friends have come in, and I have to tell you, these guys are wonderful. They're doing a free celebrity trail ride. They're not charging me. They're going to come out on the 19th. Four folks from Nashville plus myself. We've got David Frizzell, who did "I'm Gone Hire a Wino," and "You Were the Reason God Made Oklahoma." And then we have Rex Allen Jr., who's in the Western Music Hall of Fame. His dad being Rex Allen Sr., who
great narrator.
Oh, he was. He did all those Disney films. We know Rex Allen's voice, and you know Rex Allen Jr. does a lot of that work as well. And we have also Jimmy Fortune, who is the lead singer from the Statler Brothers. He did that song, "Oh Elizabeth," and we also have, and I am very pleased, I've just started working with Marty Haggard, Merle's son.
Yeah.
I was able to travel with his dad for about a little over a year, and now I'm getting to work with Marty, and he is surely his father's son. He is a great singer. He's a great person. All these folks are coming out to do a concert for us on the evening of August 20th, but during the day, we have partnered with the Western States Wild Horse and Burro Expo and with Least Resistance Training Concepts, which is our large animal rescue folks for the state. They're going to be showing how you get a horse out of Lake Wahontan if it's stuck in the mud, or you get a horse out of a trailer that's been knocked over, you know, how to get the horse out safely. They're going to be doing all that kind of stuff. Expo will be showing wild horses and burros. We've got all kinds of vendors. There's going to be a world of food and fun, and everything is free all day long. We're going to charge $5 to get per carload to get into the place. The concert in the evening is $37.50 for adults. For seniors and veterans, it's $25, and for kids under 12, it's free.
Nice.
We are going to have a great time. I hope you guys will get a chance to come down. We're going to have some of the best Texas barbecue you ever tasted. We've got Indian tacos. We have homemade chocolates. Lavender Box Bakery is coming, and they're going to bring their fabulous baked goods. We are so excited about this event, and we are hoping that everyone will come down and enjoy themselves and help us help the wild horses.
Lacey, we got to wrap this up quickly. How can people get tickets, and because they can buy them now?
They can buy them right now. The best place, the easiest place, is probably Eventbrite.com.
Eventbrite.com. Just go on in there and find this. This is going to be absolutely fantastic.
So are you interrupting your tour for this, or will it be over by then?
Actually, I'll be coming back from tour.
All right, very good.
Yeah, and this will be called the American Legends and Wild Horses.
All right. Thank you so much, Lacey, for all you do here on the Open Range, and we appreciate your time this morning.
Hugs to both of you. I'll see you when I get back.
All right,
okay. All right, thank you.